Yeshua Perek Chaf Dalet, which is the final Perek in Sefer Yeshua, and with this we'll make a seal. We'll be finishing the entire Sefer Yeshua. In Pasuk Aleph, Yeshua continues in front of the whole nation and gathers them in front of the Aron Bris Hashem. In Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Yeshua Kol Ha'am Kol Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yeshua starts relating to the entire nation the words of Hashem. Yeshua relates the Jewish history to Klal Yisrael, starting with Terach, the father of Abraham and Nahor, who would worship Avodah Zorah, Me'ever Hanar, and took out Abraham and promised, Hashem promised Abraham Eretz Canaan, as it says, Va'arbe Zaro Ve'etem Lo Es Yitzchak. Hashem said, I'll increase your offspring and I'll give you a son, Yitzchak, as it says in Pasuk, Hey, through Pasuk Yud, Vashlach es Moshe ve'Aaron. Right? And not Moshe and Aaron. The Mitzrim were chasing you. Ve'otzi avoseichem in Mitzrayim ve'tavu ha'yama. Right? And the Mitzrim were taking you out of Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrim were chasing you. The Yatzaku el Hashem. And you called out to Hashem. And I helped you through the Midbar. And I saved you. And I helped you through all the difficult times of Baruch ben Sippur. And once again, the Navi reiterates how Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel, the Navi continues, I took you out of Yericho, I helped you win the war of Yericho, I split the Yarden, I helped you through all your battles of Eretz Yisrael. As it says in Pasuk Yud Dalet through Tesvav, the Ati Yiru Es Hashem, the Ivdu Oso, the Tamim Ube Emes, right, and now fear Hashem and serve Hashem b'tmimus and with truth, v'asiru es elokeichem, and remove the foreign gods from you, asher ibdu avoseichem be'eva anar b'mitzrayim be'ibdu es Hashem, serve only Hashem. Yeshua continues to impress upon Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem b'tmimus, with sincerity and a wholeheartedness, with no sophistication. Pasuk Tes Zayin through Pasuk Yudches, Vayana Am Vayomer, the nation answers back and they respond, Chalila Lanu Meizov Es Hashem, Chalila, will never leave Hashem, La'abod Elokim Acherim, to serve other gods. Klal Yisrael continues to pledge allegiance to Hashem. Yudches through Chav Dalet, Yeshua continues to oppress upon Klal Yisrael, Hashem will not forgive you for doing the big avon of Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael chooses to serve Hashem by stating they will only serve Hashem. Pasuk Chaf Hei through Chaf Ches, Yechtov Yeshua es hadvar ma'ele v'sefer Torah Elokim. Yeshua writes down these words, V'yikach Evan Gedola, and he takes a big rock, V'yikameha, and he places it sham tachas ha'olah under the doorpost asher b'migdash Hashem, in the Mishkan of Hashem. Pasuk Chaf Tes, Vayehi achar advarim ha'ela, after the things came to pass, Vayamas Yehoshua ben Nun, Yehoshua is nostalgic from the world. He passes away, Eved Hashem ben Meir ve'esrim shanim, the servant of Hashem, who was 120 years old. The Navi explains that Klal Yisrael served Hashem all the days of Yehoshua and the Zakenim. The bones of Yosef are buried in Shechem, and Elazar HaKohen passes away. I'd like to point out, in Pasuk Chaf Tes, when the Perek, towards the end of the Perek, it says, Yamas Yehoshua ben Nun Eved Hashem. It refers to Yehoshua as the Eved Hashem. The Das Sofer explains that Elazar v'Pinchas wrote the final psukim in Sefer Yehoshua. This was the first time the Navi refers to Yehoshua as an Eved Hashem, the same title which the Navi opened up in Pasuk Aleph, to bring this full circle, to connect the end of the Sefer with the beginning of the Sefer. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, it refers to Moshe as Moshe Eved Hashem. The Barbanel writes, Yehoshua had fulfilled his tachlis as a leader of Klal Yisrael, therefore it's fitting to call him the Eved Hashem. In a certain sense, Yehoshua rose to the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu in a certain way, and attained the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. His Rebbe, as it was referred to in the beginning, again, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, as Yeshua Yesharis Hashem, it was only fitting that he reached the same title as Moshe, from Moshe Eben Hashem to Yeshua Eben Hashem. As we finish the Sefer, it's fitting to raise your levels of Simcha from this completion of this the first Sefer, Enach Sefer Yehoshua, and tomorrow we'll be starting Sefer Shoftim. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.